Ready? Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go. That means it's Truck Chat Freestyle, Dog Days of Podcasting, August 5th, 2014. I can remember the day, but I can't remember the year. Home project. Realtor was over. We signed all the papers and gave her power of whatever it is. I don't know. Sometimes I think you sign papers and you could be giving your whole life away and we wouldn't know. So it's official, at least on paper. They're going to get it listed this weekend. We're going to do a full color ad. We got an open house on Sunday. I think I mentioned that. Lots of pictures. The photographer was going around taking pictures of everything from which angle. So we had to move things like toaster oven and just kind of staging it. You're kind of making it look phony. But she's real happy with the way we've got things set up in the house, the painting, the staging that's been done. Very easy. The garage is still winding down. I got one of the two cabinets nearly empty. I got a saw and a circular saw in there. And I might actually sell this. Maybe I'll just give it away. I don't know. I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of selling and tired of donating. And Donna's not. If she can make a few bucks off of this, I think I mentioned this before, God bless her. A few bucks in our pocket. So, you know, maybe the doors don't quite close right, but hey, you know, for 20 bucks, maybe somebody can make use of it. Oh, another screwdriver bit that I can hang on to. Toolboxes are loaded up. I got three of those. I got a box with some other stuff in it. So we're getting there. And then I have a second cabinet to go that has leaf blower, a hard hat, some chemical gloves, big black mad scientist looking things, and a few golf clubs in the back. My old clubs are still hanging around. So, what's up, kiddo?
I'm seeing if Holly wants to come out.
Oh, okay. Holly, you want to come out here?
Hi.
Did Todd just run in?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll feed him in a little bit. And the, what else? Oh, I feel like I just booked a trip to Wally World. I posted that on Facebook with a picture of Clark Griswold in front of his Apple II with that big surprise look expression. The mapped out two routes, one from here through Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and that's kind of where the fork in the road takes place. We can get to Cedar Rapids in 4.5 hours, I'm thinking, even if we left here late afternoon, even dinner time, it's 4.5 hours there. We'd still get there fairly reasonable. We'd knock off a bunch of hours, because it's a 28-hour drive from here to Phoenix. And we leave here late Tuesday. We'd get to Cedar Rapids late Tuesday night. I booked a hotel there. Looking for pet-friendly hotels. Petswelcome.com. Very helpful. And we got a hotel there. And then it's 10 hours on Wednesday, I think, to Oklahoma City. Originally, I was going to go over on I-80 towards Denver. But there's practically nothing between Denver and Flagstaff. And that would be almost a 12-hour day. That's a little long. And then Flagstaff is, you know, 2.5 hours from our house. So it's like, can't break those fractions up any different. So option two was to go down through Oklahoma City, then over to Albuquerque. So Oklahoma City would be our Wednesday night. Albuquerque would be our Thursday night, and then Albuquerque to Phoenix is just under 7 hours. You know, so it's a little more leisurely and gets us there about when I wanted to get there. Early afternoon, mid-afternoon, easy drive, take some time and stop for lunch. If we want to stop in Winslow, Arizona and take pictures of the flatbed Ford on the corner. Yeah, start singing that in your head. We'll get it done. And much easier trip. So Tuesday night will be a good test to see how the cats travel in their new carriers. Ooh. You ready to travel, Holly? No? Okay. She never talks to me. But it must be dinner time, because she's talking to me now. So now that the papers are signed and things, we're really in high gear. The only thing left to stage is our clothing in the closets. And since most of it's packed up, that should be pretty easy. They want things hanging so it looks like there's closet space. So get the trousers all lined up and the shirts all lined up, which means I got to get my jiu-jitsu and karate stuff out of there. Fortunately, I have shorts that I can wear to karate, so I don't need a full uniform or even just the red pants for my uniform, which will make it much easier. Also in the closet is my Dragon Con stuff. Don't know where I'm going to go with that during an open house on Sunday. Maybe in the garage for a while. Crap. All these things I got to think about. It's like a chess game. You got to move this piece before you move that one. And then that one's got to go back like a Towers of Hanoi kind of thing. But we will eventually get all of the pieces stacked up. So this week is going to be high gear of getting the garage cleaned out. Because I think that's probably... I think we got to finish the basement too. A lot of big piles of stuff to donate, which is good. Donna can run to the donation. I had run... we had purchased some silicone sealant to put down a bead by the counter. There was a gap that formed in the last 3 years where the backsplash meets the counter. So I got some of that, and unfortunately I got crystal clear, and the other stuff is a little cloudy. So you can still see the gap through this nice new sealant. And then we also bought a tube of almond color for the bathroom downstairs to seal up against the sink to the wall. And unfortunately, the almond is so light that it looks like kind of like frosting or piping, because the sink is white and the paint is kind of a cardboard color, and it just didn't look good. So I wiped the whole bloody thing off and said, you know what? It's better without it. The only downside is there's a little bit of old pink paint showing through here and there. Very slight, but it sure doesn't look any worse than this bright stuff. So I got two tubes of stuff. One I use just a very little bit. And I'll tell you, I hate putting the silicone sealant down. You have to have an expert's touch at squeezing the trigger and moving without stopping just to get that nice, smooth line. Not too thick, not too thin, not stopping. You go too fast and you get a gap. It's hard. That is probably the worst job in the house that I can think of. I would rather fix a grimy, slimy old toilet than do that. At least I know the toilet, I can't screw it up and it can only look better. This stuff, I'm leaving that for the experts next time. It's kind of like drywall, doing the mud and tape, or laying down carpet. There's some things that I just don't have the expertise to do, and putting down a bead of silicone is one of them. Hey, I'm going to keep this short. Not much on the Dragon Con other than I mentioned the costume stuff in the closet needs to be temporarily moved somewhere. And Julie's birthday tomorrow. She'll be 21. So happy birthday, Julie. And no further news about her podcasting. Although I did have... a gentleman from years ago, I interviewed him, Steve Kabalowski. He used to work at the local newspaper. He told me that he's got a physical issue. I don't want to get into it here. It's his own. But he's going to start a podcast about that. Money seems to be an issue. He asked for some insight. He just hooked up with me on Facebook in the last day or so. And I said, oh, I told him I was moving to Phoenix. He caught me just in time. And he started asking about podcast stuff, equipment, mixers, software, microphones, and whatnot. So we had a discussion, must have been 2005 when I first started talking to him, maybe 2006. And now it would be nice to get him involved as well. So we'll see. Talk to you later. 101.
Hey.